Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer is upon us, and though we've craved the long days and the sunshine during last winter, the reality of the heat and the long hours to fill with bored kids on break are enough to drive us a little crazy. Parent Savers has compiled a short list of fun activities to keep the kids entertained and us parents sane.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
Welcome to Parent Savers, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Parent Savers is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for parents from the newborn years through kindergarten. I'm your host, Erin Esteves, a.k.a. OG Mamacita.
Woohoo! Erin's our new host! Yay, Erin!
Woohoo! Thanks again to all of our loyal listeners who join us week in and week out. And thanks also to those who are listening for the first time. As you may or may not know, you can join our Parent Savers Club and receive access to special bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts from time to time. And if you haven't already, please make sure to download the free Parent Savers app, available in the Android and iTunes marketplace and for Windows Phone, so you can automatically have access to all of the great parenting advice and conversation we have on Parent Savers every week. Let's start this week's conversation by meeting everyone who's in the room. Hello.
Hello, hello. I'll get started. My name's Sunny. I am the owner of New Mommy Media, which produces Parent Savers, Preggy Pals, The Boob Group, and Twin Talks. And I'm so excited that Erin is here. She's our new host. Yay. You guys know Erin because she's been producing with us for a while. And Johnner was our former host. And Johnner is really busy doing a lot of fun activities with his kids this summer. And so we're giving Johnner a break. And Erin is our new host. And so excited to have you here. And in just a second, you're going to meet our new producer. But let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I have four children, currently under the age of four, but my oldest is going to be turning four in a week. So I can't use that saying.
Once four under four?
I'm not going to be able to do that. I know.
Unless really, you have another one.
No, no. But then it would be four under. It'd be like five under, whatever, right? But we're not going down that path. So anyways, yeah, two boys and two girls. So almost four-year-old, a two-year-old, and then I have identical twin girls who are 8 months old already.
So cute.
And so I wanted to introduce you guys to Kalina. She is our new producer on the show. But you guys are familiar with Kalina. She's been on Parent Savers. She's been on The Boob Group. And so, yeah, Kalina, introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here. I can't tell you how great this is going to be and how much fun we're going to have together. And a little bit background about myself. I have one child, Adam, who is now 14 months. Now that we've got past the year, it's hard to keep track of the months.
I know, you can't do the months.
But I feel like I still should.
Yes, I know.
14 months. light of my life. Very fun. And we're just excited to start.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you and welcome aboard. And as Sunny said, I am Erin Esteves, a.k.a. OG Mamacita, and that stands for officially geriatric Mamacita. That's right, because I had my son at the age of 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Was I 40? I got pregnant at 40, had him at 41. So there you go. He is now close to three. Just one kid, Leo Cassius, Smashes Bowler. Yeah, super excited. And I'm just really thrilled about this episode in particular.
Yeah.
Because I get to use my own expertise.
Nice.
As a former elementary school teacher.
Very cool.
And summer camp counselor.
Oh, boy. It's all going to come out.
Yeah. So I had a ton of fun researching this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're going to go ahead and start the show with an app review. Sunny, lead the way.
Okay, so this is kind of fun because this is a developer that came back to us. We did another app review, Parent Savers did a while back. You guys may remember the Ducky Deck family photo app review. We approved it. We loved it. So be sure to check that out. So they've come out with a couple new apps since we did our last review. So this is kind of a two-in-one app review. And I'm going to talk about them individually. They're very similar in nature and are a lot of fun. But the first one I want to talk about is called With Teeth. All of their apps are really cool because there's an underlying theme. There's something you're trying to teach your kids. It's not just about passing time, but there's something you're trying to pass on to them. It has this really cool intro. I don't know if you guys can kind of hear that music. You hit play, and this mouth pops up, and then a tooth comes down. And it basically is telling you, hey, you need to select whatever teeth you want in this mouth. You can select how many teeth you want, how big you want them to be, and then you just hit this little button to the side. Then all these little, you know, different types of fruit and food pop up. There's vegetables. There's some cookies, but for the most part, it's really kind of food you really want your kids to eat. With your finger, slide the food over. It goes into the mouth eats it. And then after a while, you'll see this toothbrush pop up on the side of the screen. And then that's your cue. With your finger, take the toothbrush and start brushing the teeth. And that's pretty much the whole game.
I think it's adorable.
It's really cute.
I particularly like the fact that the teeth get all grody. They get all grimy and gross.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So because at first initially I was like, well, what's the point? But then you realize, oh, this is an excellent opportunity to show your children that teeth get dirty. This is what's happening.
Right.
And this is how you clean them, especially once you get the teeth all clean. It gives you the nice little glinty lights and, you know, the happy music. Mm-hmm. So I definitely like this and I would certainly let Cash play with it.
What do you think, Kalina?
I agree. I'm not always the hugest fan of apps, but this one kind of does have that underlying theme, self-care, and especially younger kids trying to get them to brush their teeth. We're kind of in that realm now that we have teeth. It's tough.
Yes.
So this turns it into something that, brushing
other
teeth is
do
fun.
It.
Yeah. We did it on the phone.
Yes.
Let's do it to ourselves.
Yes.
Like it kind of is a good lead in to making this not a really cruddy chore to have to do and torture, you know, and just like she said, the getting dirty, I really like that because it's, you eat food, your mouth gets dirty, you have to clean it.
Right.
Kind of ingrains that into their heads, I think.
So this app is called With Teeth, and again, it's from Ducky Deck. And I agree. My kids seem to really like this. My four-year-old brushes his teeth pretty well, but I think this is something my two-year-old, I don't know if that's too young for this app, but this is something I definitely need to ingrain in my two-year-old's brain because he's the one that doesn't want to brush his teeth. Okay, so the next app that I want to tell you guys about, it is called Hungry Clipper, and it is a brand new app that is just being released by Ducky Deck. And this goes back to hygiene as well, specifically your nails. I don't know if this was a big deal with you guys and trimming your kids' nails. I have four kids to trim nails on, and it is quite the ordeal when we have to do this. And in the beginning, especially, they don't like to sit still. So this is an app where a hand pops up, and it's not usually like a normal hand. It's usually like a monster hand or a hairy hand or something like that. And you gently move the hand up, and there's this little, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a little
clipper monster?
Clipper monster, there you go, that basically bites off the nails. And you see the nails fall. And the more you do it, the more you have to do to the hand before it will let you basically bite the nails off. Mm-hmm. So you may have to clean the hand. You may have to take a ring off or do something like that. But again, the whole idea is we need to take care of our hands and make them nice and pretty. And similar to the With Teeth app, once the hand is nice and pretty, it sparkles and, you know, just teaches their kid, you know, your kids you need to wash your hands, you need to keep them clean and all that good stuff. So thoughts on this app?
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly gross.
The eating of the nails
the
part.
The eating of the nails
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
But really cute. And I do like the fact that that you do need a clean hand in yes. order to start. And, you know, my son bites his nails.
Yes, so does mine.
Not as in a habit, but he tends to keep his own nails short, you know. When he was really tiny, we would clip his nails in the car seat when he would fall asleep. So I kept a little baby clipper in the car, and that's where I would clip his nails because it was the only way to keep him still.
Yeah.
But now he kind of enjoys the attention, so I'm lucky in that way. But I like the app. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
So my only concern with this one is if my child does not already bite their nails, I don't know that I want to encourage that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eating nails, kind of gross.
Yeah, especially because he doesn't eat them. He kind of lets them fall out of his mouth.
Yeah. That's good. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, that aspect, I am a little more on the fence with this one than the teeth brushing one, definitely. But it's, I mean, it's still cute. It's fun. It's really creative. It's got all the different hands and, you know, so that part's good about it. I'm a little on the fence because of the monster eating the nails. Yes. I don't know if I want to mimic that.
That was my initial concern, too. But I will tell you that with my four-year-old, I downloaded both of these apps, and I just wanted him to kind of, like, introduce him to it because I never let him play with apps on my phone. I haven't gotten into that with him because I know he would just, you know, just do it all the time. And really, that's exactly what happened every day after he got home from preschool. I mean, that, to me, is proof that kids really do want to play with this kind of stuff. The music. It's fun. It's interesting. The big question is, as a parent, what do you want to teach your kid? Do you think that, you know, a monster eating nails is going to lead to your kid eating nails? You know,
and
making
is that
connection?
Really such a terrible thing?
I mean, they could be doing a lot worse things, right? Than biting their nails. Yes. And if they don't learn it from an app, they're probably going to learn it somewhere else. But that's definitely a parenting decision that you have to make. But I know that it works. It works with my kids. And so there are two apps here. One is With Teeth. One is Hungry Clipper. Both are made by Ducky Deck. They are 99 cents, available on iPhone and iPad. And as parent savers, are we giving these a thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Considering the rising mercury and the sweltering days ahead, we've broken down our lists into a couple of categories based on location, meaning indoor or outdoor, and supplies, meaning stuff that you have to go out and get beforehand versus stuff you will just have lying around your house, mostly. So we're going to start off with the indoors with supplies. Now, the first one I have is to make a sewing canvas using burlap. So this teaches a lot of hand coordination, motor skills.
Okay.
And you can use big yarn, you can use crocheting needles, that sort of thing. And the kids can just sit there and sew. That's if they happen to have the patience to sit and sew.
When you say sew, because I'm thinking like some sort of needle thing. Is that what you're talking about? Or is
there
a kid-friendly version of that?
Yeah, so what you can do is you can get at craft stores or even at home goods stores. You can get like dowels that have holes in them.
Okay.
Things like that. And then you can use yarn and this big giant piece of burlap. And you make it, you stretch it on a canvas like you would a painting or even just on a hula hoop. So you make it secure like you would for needlepoint, and then the kids can just go ahead and play with that. And it's really good if it's hot outside and you want the kids to stay indoors for any particular reason and if you need them quiet.
Yeah. I would think, too, there's some good hand-eye coordination there with sewing.
Yeah, you know? And just a big, giant version.
And it's a lot of fun because you can get really creative with the colors and the yarns. And
can you do patterns or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much an open palette,
okay,
really. And then I have two things. edible Play-Doh and edible paint.
Do you mean not all Play-Doh is edible? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all these years I've been having it. And then...
There's no such thing as vitamin P, okay?
Oh,
so these are really great. And again, these are things that you may need a little extra shopping for in case you don't happen to have them. But we have the recipes for these. They'll be available on the site afterwards. So you can make edible Play-Doh basically out of cookie crumbs and either peanut butter or honey, that kind of thing, so that the kids can play with it and mold it and build, you know, Play-Doh men, and they can eat it. And it's perfectly fine, unlike the other Play-Doh.
So wait, so I'm thinking sticky peanut butter is just like any peanut butter you'd get in the store?
Yeah.
And some, because like if I were just to put that on my hands, it would get really messy. How do you get it so that,
well, because
like
if you use like a crushed cookie
and you mix that,
and you
then
mix
it becomes...
so it's like a powder.
Okay.
And actually this recipe calls for cookie butter.
I had never heard of it.
I have seen that before. I don't think that it's very popular here, though.
The idea is to give kids the opportunity to eat what they play with. So this is a good sensory activity. Mm-hmm. And also it's one of those things that if you don't mind them getting messy, it's a lot of fun. So you can, you know, throw a plastic cloth on the table, set them up with smocks, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and give them the Play-Doh. If you wanted to go even further with this, you can do what you can make edible paints. And the way you make edible paints, and there are flying quotation marks,
yeah,
bunny ears around this, is you get a bunch of pudding, vanilla pudding. And you can either do the store-bought kind, you can get the ones that already come in little containers.
Okay.
And then just put a few drops of food coloring in there. And the kids can use this to finger paint on slabs of graham cracker or on paper, that sort of thing. They can also use it as body paint to paint themselves and each other. It is a lot of fun.
I like that.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, in theory, I think it sounds really fun, you know? My only concern is like when we talk about stuff that they play with, like I already have an issue with my kids putting way too much stuff in their mouth that they're not supposed to. So that would be my only concern. If I blur the line too much between food and play, am I confusing them more?
I think a lot of it has to do with environment.
Okay.
So if you create a context in which this is okay. So for example, setting up at the kitchen table. You know, putting it in that environment as opposed to some people suggested doing this in the bath because
easy to clean.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, same thing.
It's going to be sticky because there's sugar in pudding.
Right. So I really think it has to do with context. Okay. And the last one, indoors with supplies, are stained Sharpie shirts. Now, this goes hand in hand. It's along the same lines as tie-dye, except it's not as messy. And you really don't need, you know, tons of prep for it. So I did not know this, but Sharpie actually does a line of fabric markers. So there may be other brands out there, I'm sure. It's just a matter of finding them. This one that I found happens to be Sharpie. Okay. So what you do is you just get a bunch of white t-shirts and you let the kids draw on them. And again, you can do things like rip sheets out of the of their coloring book. So you can use those to trace an image on the shirt. You could even make pillowcases. So they have their individualized pillowcases with their favorite character, or they could draw a picture of their teddy bear on their pillowcase so that they have another version of their whoopee.
Right.
And then it's something that they get to keep. And if it survives, we as parents can keep them for that quilt we plan on making in our old age of all of our children's cute clothes.
I think this all has to do with age, too. Like, when we say kids can do this, what age are we talking about? Especially for the Sharpies. Because last time my kid got a hold of a Sharpie, it went all over my wall. So I'm thinking, okay, so now I'm telling him to play with a Sharpie. But again, I think, you know, like you guys pointed out, I think context is a lot of this. And saying, okay, this is how we properly use Sharpies. I think that's part of the problem is he didn't know how do you really use this? What is the purpose for this thing just sitting in this pencil holder thing, right?
Yeah. And I think I'm applying all of the experience I have as an elementary school teacher and a camp counselor. Because before you sit down to these activities. You're going to talk to the kid about the activity.
Right.
You're going to explain the activity. And then you're going to set them in a situation and walk them through the activity. So it's not just something you throw at them and then walk away.
Mama needs a break.
Yeah.
Do it.
I got Facebook to check. Now I have the no supplies. Indoors. Okay. So it's hot, whatever reason you're stuck in the house and you've got kids that are bored and you need to figure out stuff to do ASAP. Tape. Everybody's got tape lying around their house somewhere, some kind of tape. So go ahead and use the tape to draw out a street grid. You can make a track and have the kids run their play horses, play, you know, their cars, all of that stuff through the track. And that's something that is pretty age flexible.
Sure.
And once you set it up, you can just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that idea.
Can you buy colored tape? When we say colored tape,
oh yeah, you can buy.
I'm thinking like painters. Like
yeah, we always have that somewhere in the house.
There is a plethora
of colored tapes.
Of colored tapes out there. Yeah. Also, you have to keep in mind what you're taping.
Yeah.
And what kind of tape you're using. You know, the painter's tape is good because it doesn't stick and it doesn't have a lot of that tack to it.
Right.
Using the glitter duct tape on your hardwood floors might not be such a good idea.
You may not want to do that.
No. Paint on wet glue with food coloring.
This is a little scary. When I hear paint and glue,
I'm
a little scared.
I know. So this one is actually pretty cool. I really like this one. We all have lids to plastic containers that we get at the supermarket or stores, whatever. And inevitably, somebody has two or three of those stashed somewhere in that junk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Pull them out, pull out the bottle of glue, and then food coloring if you happen to have it, or even ink from pens. You can get really creative if you've got a bored kid, trust me. So the idea is that you pour the glue into the lid.
Okay.
And then you put droplets of color throughout that. And you give the kid a toothpick, a pencil, something of that sort. And then they just kind of twirl, marble the colors through the paint. And then you can leave it to dry. And you can actually make a hole in it later.
Hang it.
And hang it.
Oh.
So it's really cool because they have a tangible, somewhat semi-permanent item afterwards that they can take with them.
Oh, okay.
They can stash in their room.
Nice.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
How long does it I know it probably depends on how much glue you use, but how long does it take to dry?
Usually you just leave it overnight and you say, okay, we'll come back to it tomorrow or, you know, that kind of thing.
So it's all about the design that you create,
yes.
The swirlies.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And, you know, the size, you can go really big, you can go really small, you can do yogurt.
You could probably
lids.
Try to make it into a certain shape if you wanted to, like a heart or something like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Super creative. I like that,
it's
too.
It's a lot of fun. This is a little more difficult, but it's a baby hammock. So if you happen to be a baby wearer, we all have those really long wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have, like, long fabric at your house, what you can do is you can actually, if you can imagine a table and you take the fabric and you wrap it around the table and tie the knot on the top of the table so that the rest of the fabric is hanging down beneath the table.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect baby hammock.
So for, like, when we say baby, how old are we talking
about? Oh, I'm talking like toddler, somebody who can go get in there, climb up on their own, you know, and just kind of hang out. And
that is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm really going to have to clean my table before. When I left this morning, my table was not in tip-top shape. So definitely, note to parents, make sure you clean, because kids like to put a lot of stuff under the table too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So just and it's really good because it gives the kid a little quiet space of their own and they get to be away from everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, and they can just hang out.
And my kids hang out under the table anyways. I don't know about
yours.
I don't know what it is about under the table.
It's almost like a little fort.
Yes. They love just going under the table.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's
what are
that
you doing?
Private space.
Yeah. Interesting. I like that. That's cool.
Well, when we come back, we'll be talking about more tips on how to keep your kids entertained in the summer heat, outdoors, with and without supplies.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about summer activities for kids outdoors. So we're just going to try and run through these really quickly, but they're so cool. I had so much fun with this, and we have all of the links on our website afterwards because they're, oh my gosh, just stuff is just too cool. First of all, with supplies, ice chalk. Have any of you guys heard of ice chalk?
I'm imagining it's some sort of chalk but frozen.
Yes.
It sounds refreshing. Yes.
It is so cool. You can do, there's a wide array of ways that you can do this. But my favorite, particularly for the toddler age, is using popsicle sticks. So you, popsicle makers.
Okay.
So we have a recipe and it basically consists of cornstarch and food coloring. And you make these different colors in the popsicles and you freeze them and then you give them to the kids so they're not going to get frostbite on their little fingers. And they can draw as if it were regular chalk, but it's a great sensory game because it melts, it's cool, it's refreshing, and you can do an assortment of colors.
So primarily, are we talking about doing this on concrete?
Like, yes.
Outdoors.
And, yeah. So you don't want this on your living
floors.
Yes. This is definitely an outdoor sidewalk kind of thing, driveway.
Okay.
So then there's the DIY sandbox. I don't know about you guys, but I live in an apartment and we don't have a sandbox.
We don't have a backyard. We tried. We had a sandbox and sand went everywhere in our backyard. And I was just like, I can't clean this every day. So it's been on hold until my kids are older.
That sounds smart.
My husband is always concerned about cats in the neighborhood. And we have a cat, an indoor cat. And he says, if we got a sandbox, it'd just be a big litter box.
Well, my son, we went over to a friend's house and we don't have cats at our home. So he had never seen a litter box before.
Oh, no.
And he wandered away and he came back with the litter scoop with kitty litter and poop in it.
Oh, no.
It's not a game, honey. It's not a toy.
Yeah.
So aww. I get that.
Yeah.
But the link that I have in particular, it's using a storage box. So you just take a storage box that you get at any store, you fill it with sand, and it has a lid. That way you can store it under something, you can put it away. It's not going to take over your life or your backyard. You only pull it out in those instances where you have bored kids.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And it keeps clean.
Ish.
Well, the sand stays clean.
Yeah, well, if you can cover it, then like leaves and stuff won't get in it and the outdoor...
Yeah, and you don't even necessarily need to leave it outdoors. You can stash it in the garage, in the laundry room, that kind of thing. I mean, if it was really hot, you could probably set up an area for them to play indoors with the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
But that is up to your own discretion. And then one of my favorites is a newspaper kite. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love kites. And I can never find good, cheap kites.
Right.
So I found this really cool tutorial on how to make a newspaper kite. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a neat project with a kid. And I have it with supplies because really, who has like 50 feet of twine? Right?
Unless it's right after Christmas, I don't.
Yeah. No. So that's why I put it there with the supplies. Other than the twine, you pretty much have everything you need for it at home. Okay, no supplies outside. Now, you have the tape. We talked about this earlier. So you can create different games like hopscotch, or the link that I put there has some really cool board games that you can kind of invent and tailor to your kids. So you can make sure that the driveway, you know, has the line that you do not pass and, you know, all of these things so that you can keep the kids jumping and moving, but in a defined
area. Yes.
And then we have the sponges and the bullseye game. So using the tape or chalk, you can make bullseyes. Like, that sounds so weird to say it like that.
Bullseyes.
Bullseyes.
I don't think you usually do the plural form of that. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, how about multiple bull eyes?
<I don't know. laughs>
So you can set up targets.
Yes, there you go.
Different targets, differing degrees of difficulty for the kids. And you can either use dry sponges or if you're outside, get them wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking water balloons.
Yeah, water balloons, yeah. Sponges. You know, that kind of thing. So, and you can even do, you can start competitions and you can have really great, fun consequences. Like if you do the sponges, the person with the least amount of points at the end gets tagged by everybody with a wet sponge.
So basically, you're using the chalk to, again, create these little boundaries or these little areas, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're talking about using the sponges as like a... whatever.
Almost like snowballs.
Like snowballs, like in the summer. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's snowballs in the summer.
Okay.
And then this one I really, really like. Again, we're using chalk, but you draw, you have people lie down and you draw around them so that they have their figure in chalk on the ground. And then you grab clothes, old clothes or dirty clothes, and you play dress-up chalk dolls.
That is really cool. I like I like that. I would like to see what my kids did with, like, mine.
Yes.
You know, like, someone draw an outline of me and then dress mommy.
Yeah.
I think that could be
funny. Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, that's an Instagram moment right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. I like that. That's good.
So, you know, it's really hard to talk about these without imagery.
The visuals,
Why I made certain to include all of the links for every single item mentioned today.
Cool.
So people can go to our website and they can find that in the additional resources.
Awesome.
Thanks so much to all of our listeners for joining us today. If you would like further information on any of these activities, visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Parent Savers Club. After the show, we'll talk more about keeping children entertained in the summer. For more information about the Parent Savers Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Sunny. I am one of the producers here on Parent Savers, and we have a funny parenting oops story to share with you. This is one of my favorite segments here on Parent Savers, and it's where all of us parents get to vent about the crazy things that happen to us and the funny stories that, you know, are funny later, but it's not funny when it's actually happening to you. So this story comes from one of our listeners, Colette, and Colette says, I decided to take my boys on a bike ride using the bike trailer. It was my younger son's first time in there, 15 months old, and after about 10 minutes of riding, he started screaming and wouldn't stop. Thinking he just hates being strapped down, I pulled over a couple of times, gave him some snacks, and I even took him out to run around for a while, but had to strap him back in order to get home because what else could I do? More screaming. When I finally got home, I realized that the strap had been digging into his neck and he had this huge scrape mark along his neck. It looked horrible, and many people asked me what happened with worried looks on their faces. I have since found some soft coverings for the straps, though I have yet to venture out with the trailer again. I don't blame you, Colette. You're probably, like, mentally scarred after that incident. If you guys have a funny parenting oops you want to share with us, please do. We love hearing from you guys. You guys can call our voicemail, which is 619-866-4775. You can also reach out to us via Facebook. Just post something on our Facebook page or send us an email through the website.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Parent Savers. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals for Expecting Parents, The Boob Group for Moms Who Breastfeed Their Babies, and Twin Talks for Parents of Multiples. This is Parent Savers, empowering new parents.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care. and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.